Oh, you're going to love this free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben and I and some of the audience members break down the drug-addled minds of the group formerly known as the Zaniacs. And wow, is just turning into an unbelievable campaign of harshness and attacking. I've done nothing to these people. It's absolutely incredible the level of hate and spite because I wouldn't let them stalk me. Oh my God. Horrible. Ben and I broke it down on this edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben didn't do anything. And he got all sorts of shrapnel, collateral damage on this deal. Holy moly. Anyway, the full show is on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month. Sign up for Patreon. You get the whole show. The Ben and Eric show happens each week. And there's 15 plus hours of content that goes up there each week. I love the Patreon. Thank you so much. If you've been on it in the past, if you're thinking about doing it, give it a try. $5 or $10 a month. All right, there you go. That's my big pitch. In this clip, we also talk about Kenny, who we actually talked to Kenny because lady friend, because I don't know if it's like official, his lady friend is coming to visit him. That would be Teresa. Holy shit. A lot going on here. Unpack it on the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
I could seriously spend significant time every day talking about that. But sometimes I feel like it. Sometimes I don't. I guess it just depends on the mood, you know? And this week it just happened to come up that poor Stevie, she was the one who said, yeah, Eric. Yeah. They were just talking shit. That's all she had to say. And then everything exploded into a absolute nightmare for her. And then Amanda tried to talk them off the ledge and said, hey, you know, she might have just been, I mean, the show is called Shit Talking. And that's what they call it. And then I went on to my show the next day and said, it's all Amanda's fault and blamed her. And then I said, nah, maybe it's not. And I talked to her and I go, oh, that's just stupid. I shouldn't have done that. So anyway, but poor Nick was just livid about the whole thing. And that led to extensive conversation between him and whoever. And then telling Ben that he accused him of putting his mouth on my penis.
Correct.
Okay. Ben, have you ever, now, as much as I would love that, have you ever put your mouth on my penis?
Not yet. No.
Okay. You have not. I think the
day you see me without a beard is the day I've slobbed a knob.
Okay.
Because I would shave for that.
What's your thoughts on the term slobbing the knob?
It was fun when I was a kid, but now that I'm an adult, not so much.
Could you? I don't mind it. Could you call someone a knob slobber?
Oh,
a knob slobberer. But that kind of doesn't work.
No, just a knob slobber. Oh, yeah, you're right. It would have to be
It would have to be knob slobberer, which is a little clumsy.
Yeah, that is.
So slobbing the knob, to his credit, works best.
Yes. There's a rap group called 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
And they have a famous rap where it goes, slob on my knob, like corn on the cob. Check in with me and do your job. Lay in the bed and give me head.
Oh.
Don't have to ask. Don't have to beg. Yeah. Wow.
Boy, rap's come a long ways. When I listened to rap, it was, now Peter Piper picked a pepper and run rock rhyme. Humpty Dumpty fell down. That's his hard time. Jack be nimble. What? Nimble. And he was quick. And then they said something on Jay's dick.
Ah, nice.
A little bit wonky, but not like what you said. Well, anyway,
right.
I digress. This then turned into first I was busting Kate's balls about her Planet Fitness pics, because every day she posted her at Planet Fitness with her glasses down like this and saying, "Hey everybody, I'm at Planet Fitness. I'm gonna go walk." And you know, so I was picking on her for that. And that turned into a whole big shit show. And now The Zaniacs, the Deaniacs, decided to find Planet Fitnesses, go in front of them and give me the finger. And so my question is,
goodness.
Yeah, that's what that was. Now, Chris, did you know what you were getting into when you gave the finger? I didn't think so. You just thought they were giving the finger because it was fun to give the finger. Is that right? Because I saw it.
And I actually was on Zoom with those guys on Saturday night. No. Yeah, it was Saturday. Was it Saturday night? Yeah, Saturday night. And nothing was. When did this argument happen?
Well, that didn't erupt until this week. It was after they had finished that. So then they said, "All right, we're gonna stick a finger up his asshole and let's give Eric the finger." So and then I see you going and giving the finger. I'm like, "Well, Chris doesn't even know what the fuck he's doing." And so they're probably going, "Look, we got another one on our team." Yeah.
No. They know it very well that this was the first time that they actually sent me a direct message since this whole shit went down.
Okay.
And I guess they're still putting it on the Zaniacs, but I didn't get a direct message. So I thought I got booted out.
Yeah.
And they're like, "No, we never booted anybody out. Just changed the name." And I'm like, "I am not going to," I said, "I'm not going to be one side or the other. I don't care. I, you guys are more invested than I ever was. I mean, I listen to you, Zane. I listen to Freeburn Hot One still. I don't fight with you, you know, whatever."
Anyway. this is perfect, because when it comes to a war, this is quite literally the only group of people that I could possibly be favored going into the fight. This is the only group that I swing a bigger hammer than. If it's any other show, I'm dead. It's me against Facebook group. That's what has happened to my career. I am fighting with a Facebook group that used to support me.
And I'm so far behind on all the podcasts with this job that I have. I can't listen to stuff in my ears. And I mean, I can't have swearing, and you swear a lot, so that sucks.
And everybody knows you've got a virgin mouth.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Aram, please. Aram is in this too, because poor Aram, that dude, all of a sudden, there's all sorts of shit being thrown at you, and what was it? They talked about you, and they banned you from the group? Oh, my God.
Oh, Aram. Geez.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why.
I've
never mentioned a single one of them by name. They mentioned me by name more times than I've mentioned them. I've never mentioned them by name, any of them.
And you've never really seemed presumptive or insulting. You may point out things like the way Ben pointed out. Ben was like, "Hey, wait a minute."
I point out things. I make observations. Yes.
Correct. And I think
very deliberately.
Now, I have been on the receiving end of your observations, and I have wanted to shoot you in the face on those observations. So I'm guessing you might have rankled somebody with an observation. But that's it.
I don't know. I mean, I just said they posted a lot of dirty things on that Facebook group.
Right. Like inappropriate content.
Yeah. And then they kicked me out before the fight started. And now I can't get back in to see it.
No. Oh, my God. All right. Hey, that's okay.
All right.
You know, I mean, we'll just see if we can soldier on. I then went and tried to get back in.
Oh, nice.
Sent a request. Let me in. I want in. And I don't think I'm going to be accepted.
Yeah, I doubt it.
So that's where we are right now. Oh,
they need to they need to have an airing of the grievances and let everybody back in.
Well, and that's the thing. The whole idea of anybody who's suggesting we don't care and we just want to move on. That's a lie. That is an absolute lie. You need to just accept that you want to be heard. And I can appreciate that. I mean, when I'm fighting with someone, I love it when they acknowledge that they've heard what I said. That's why I always continue on. I never stop because I know that someone's heard me and I'm still pissed off. So that means, hey, I'm going to keep saying it. You know, this isn't like, I have to be overly sweet and nice. I'm basically just reciprocating the way I feel like it's been given. So,
yeah.
Ben, you've been on the receiving end of that.
I guess.
Okay. I see. Says hi, Teresa. Is Teresa here? Where is Teresa? Kenny?
She's not here.
Oh, Kenny. Look at you with that smile on your face. You're masturbating, aren't you? You're masturbating right now.
He just showed his phone with porn on it.
Kenny's masturbating. Uh-oh. That's really gross.
Kenny, what do you search for when you look at porn?
What?
Who? What's your like what's your search terms?
Yeah.
Who are you asking?
You. Yeah, when you pound your pud.
I'm not answering that.
Okay. All right.
No, Teresa said to tell everybody hi.
So hello, Teresa. She's coming to visit you, is that right?
She's on the road right now, yes.
Oh shit.
Oh man. Listen,
getting real.
Listen to me. This is the first time you've been like seeing this person, right?
Since July, two evenings together.
Listen to me. You might have to beat your meat as she's pulling into the parking lot.
As soon as you see headlights, that's when you blow your load.
Yeah, you gotta. This is a preemptive maneuver. Go ahead, just batch right in the sink. Then you will be able to satisfy her because you'll have stamina. You'll be, taking a little pressure off. You got to think big picture here. So think about me when you're herking your gherkin.
That is not the plan this evening.
What time is she going to be there? When? Like today or tomorrow?
Super late tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You're going to knock the tomatoes off the vine.
No. And I have been, trying to straighten up around my apartment all day. And guess what's hurting?
My back.
Damn right it is. Holy shit.
Straighten up around your apartment, dusting and shit?
Yeah, well, first off, I'm allergic to dust mites, so I kind of just walk past the dust on a daily basis, and I've done that for like 3 years, so imagine that.
You got 30 years of buildup?
Yeah, 3 years.
And both the dust mites and your balls.
So now all of the dust swiping has hurt the back.
Well, I mean, it's been everything, every inch of this place. It's like, the more I started looking around, I'm like, this is embarrassing. I got to fix this shit.
Oh yeah, dude. You should have put it all out in the hallway, done the carpeting, cleaned everything, put on a respirator. You got to, oh my God.
Yeah. It's been a rough day.
Okay. And then, you got all the video games there. Should be good. All right. You got dust in the video games. Holy shit. My God, Kenny, this is incredible. All right.
Yeah, the games actually have dust on them.
Oh, God, you and your dust. This is horrible.
I know.
Okay, Kenny, thank you. Good to know. Good to know.
I hope he took a nap today, because if she's getting there super late, they're going to be up all night.
That is it. My free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Sign up for Patreon for $5 or $10 a month. Try it for 1 month. See if you like it. And then, if you like it, you can convert it to a yearly and save 10%. And maybe you don't like it. Well, then you're only out $5 or $10 and you tried. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Either way. Thank you for your time and listening to this. Have a good one. Bye-bye.